Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives, so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. Welcome to Connect with Max and Polly. It's great to have you here, everybody. It is Thursday, December 13th here in the United States, and it might be December 14th if you're listening from another part of the world. So it's really great to have you here, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is, as the introduction says, where my wonderful, incredible Paul Byron and I kind of go over everyday stuff in the news or in our lives so that we can start to reframe that so we can look at it from a spiritual perspective, a perspective that's more truthful instead of a perspective that's going to put us into insanity and craziness and depression and anger and guilt and all those fabulous things. So welcome to the show. Just so you know, I am the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com, where I have been a teacher and a spiritual mentor professionally for at least 14 years. I have been a teacher of A Course in Miracles and a student for 34 years. And my passion is to help people to remember their light, to remember the truth of who they are. And I believe very strongly is that when people remember the truth of who they are, everything in their life changes. And so it's my honor to be here. And I believe that the people that are on our path in our life are meant to be there. And a few years ago, my path was aligned with Miss Polly Wyrum's path, who's an amazing woman. And I'm so glad to do this show with her. So, Polly, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Max. That's very sweet. And I love how you brought, you know, the alignment of the path and people bringing it, coming into our life where we learn lessons and we experience some really good stuff. And it's really interesting because, you know, how you and I just work together and it's like whatever comes out, you know, happens. But it's like this morning I was thinking, it's like, you know, we do have to honor the people that sometimes come into our, like, you and I have a great time together, but sometimes people come into our life that we're like, ooh, what am I learning here? Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe that's something we could talk about on the show today is,
I
like,
love that. Mm-hmm.
How to handle, like, when people come into your life, or maybe, you know, for me, it's really a shift in perspective. Like, if someone or an event comes into your life that maybe doesn't feel so good, it's like, how do we handle that with grace, right? How do we bring grace into the situation? So,
yeah.
Like Max
yeah.
said, I am Polly Wyrum. My website and business is gatewaystopeace.com with the number 2. I am an intuitive, a life coach, a writer, and a speaker. And thank you so much for joining us. Absolutely. And we did, Max, we did have a little bit of a miracle occur last week. Can I talk about
yes.
that?
Yes, for sure. Before
okay.
before you go into that, let me just
yeah.
tell you, tell everyone that's listening, if you'd like to call in, we will definitely take your calls. So I just want to get this out there before we start talking. The number to call in is area code 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. There's a few of you in the queue. And so if you would like to get in and talk with us, we would love to have you. I just wanted to get that in before you tell your incredible miracle. So go ahead, Polly.
Okay, so here's the miracle that occurred. Last week, we had quite a few people on the call, you know, that wanted to call in and talk to us or ask questions. And then you said, ooh, well, everybody dropped but one. And so we took that call. And that call was from somebody who was really not in a good place. She was crying and, you know, it was like some stuff was happening right now in her life that was not
yep.
very good. And so at that point, you and I both said, well, you know, it's not a, we're not going to do readings for you right now, but we will help you find ease and help you find comfort in where you are. But we both said, you know, you've got to reach out and reach out to therapy or reach out to a hotline, whatever. And so we provided the number. And so that person has contacted us and said that she did reach out and she did make contact with a therapist. And so that to me is a miracle, right? All the calls were dropped except for hers. She needed somebody at that point, at that time. We were there. And now she's connected with a therapist.
I love it.
How this stuff works. It's like, it really is. If you believe in miracles, if you believe in magic, it happens. And we could downplay that and say, you know, that was no big thing. But you know what? If it brings peace and comfort to one person's life, it brings peace and comfort to everyone's life. And it really, it's tremendous, right?
Yeah, for sure. Miracles come in all different forms, and it's interesting that you say that because I mean, my belief is that there is a highly individualized curriculum for all of our lives, meaning that there is a path for us to follow, whether we know it or not. And when we are in tune with that, we follow that little thing that brings us to who knows why. And I'm so glad for this wonderful woman that she was going through such a hard time. But who knows why she ended up finding our number and calling us at that moment. And we don't know that. That really is the realm of the miraculous that we have no business in trying to manipulate that realm of the miraculous. We have no business in trying to predict it or whatever. But our only job is to follow it, to just follow it and see what happens. Yeah, and that's amazing. I love it. We love it. It's
amazing.
It's a story. Yeah, it is. And things like that are happening in our lives all the time, all the time. And it's so good that you say that, what you were saying earlier, Polly, about the people that come into our lives, and I will say actually the situations that come into our lives that are full of resistance, that are full of that stuck feeling. And most of the time, subconsciously, we run away from those things, those people or those situations, right?
I mean, I think I work with all different types of people, but I think it's really important, and many of them are pretty successful people. And so I think it's important to recognize, like, sometimes our peace is more valuable than, like, hanging on to something to either A, save face, or B, save money. And and here's the thing. Like, for some people, like, if I said, you know, say somebody had the opportunity to walk away from something and they would leave $20,000 on the table, but they would be free from the stress. You know, a lot of people would be like, oh, God, $20,000. But you know what? The price of peace is you can't put a number on it. And so if somebody has the ability to walk away from an amount of money or walk away from something, walk away from a title, walk away from whatever, but then they find their peace, you know what? It's worth it.
It is, for sure. And, you know, but also, you know, this idea that you were talking about, too, about, you know, the people that are resistant in our life, do we just keep pushing them away? Or what do we do with them? How do we deal with those people that are resistant or where they're bringing up all of our stuff? You know, let's talk a little bit about that because I think that's important. I think everyone that's listening to the show can relate to, oh, my God, this person or, you know, they're pissing me off or whatever it happens to be. What do we do with those people? I mean, what do you have to say about that? Because that's what you brought that up, and I think it's an important topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like some people are going to be like, say you're in a work situation and that's not going to change immediately, but it can change, but it's not like, you know, Monday you decide like, okay, this is horrible. It's not like Tuesday, chances are you're going to have to go back to work. But what you can do, what I really, really love to do is every morning I meditate and pray. And I do spend, like, if it's say a building, a home, whatever, I imagine, and just infusing it with love. Like, I see it with love. I say, I this home is filled with love or this business is filled with love. That's number one. And number two, I think about the individual, and sometimes it's easier to send love to the essence of that person, like to their soul or to their higher self or just to their essence, a beautiful essence, and not get caught up in who they are in the human life form where maybe they're doing things that are obnoxious to you. But you can send it, you send the essence of them love and light, and you see them being healthy and whole. And that right there, even before you go in and have a meeting. I mean, somebody contacted me this morning because she has to do an unexpected meeting. And I'm like, just fill your office up with the, you know, with the intention of love, peace, and ease. And things will open up. Things will become where it's not so, you know, like the battlefield. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's all about your intention of what you're, you know, because all that we're fearing around the people that we're either, you know, intimidated by or we're scared of or that are creating, you know, disruption in life, it's all about, you know, our perception of them. And so I always say that we want to go for transcending what our egoic mind is trying to tell us. This is a bad thing. This is a hard thing. This is a difficult thing. It's like, it's trying to tell you that for a variety of reasons, which we won't go into. But if we can be more intentional, then that vibration of that energy creates a result that will be very different than when you're coming from, oh, I need to get this person out of my life, or I can't deal with this conversation and all of that stuff. So I think that that's perfectly said, because you can think about that for an event. You can think about that for a relationship. You can think about that for, you know, your mother who drives you crazy.
Yes.
You can think about that for all of that. Go ahead.
And another thing is, like, I think, you know, there are people that are in unhappy situations, in a job that they don't like, in a relationship mm-hmm. that does, you know, where it doesn't feel good. And quite frankly, if, you know, if people are in a relationship that's not safe, you leave ASAP, right? You leave yesterday. But,
well, of course.
You know, some relationships, you're like, okay, I can't be here a year from now. I can't, whatever. And so if you are in an environment that's not healthy for you, recognize it. Recognize it and make a plan and move on.
Yeah.
You have choices.
Yep, yep. And actually,
I feel like this is for somebody listening, by the way. I feel like somebody needs to, you know, recognize that they mm-hmm. have choices. Just it's time to get up and go.
Right, exactly. I agree with you completely. And the thing about that is so practical advice, but sometimes people are so caught up in their world that it's very hard for them to see that. And it takes a, you know, hitting the floor until you're like, okay, I can't do it anymore, until you literally wake up and go, this is done. We have to move on. I'm not going to live like this anymore. And that's when you have your, what they say, your come to Jesus moment. You come to Jesus moment and you go, okay, that's it. I don't care if it looks like my future is really bleak. If I leave, it's better than staying in this situation. Really important.
It is better, because what happens if somebody chooses to stay in a home or a work environment that is just, you know, full of strife and unhealthy energy, guess what happens? You are just saturated with that, and it affects all areas of your life. And so, you know, start even you just saying, committing to, okay, I'm ready for change, even just putting that out there and start maybe like making your resume look better, or maybe looking at what jobs are available. Even that brings a change, welcomes change into your life, right?
Right.
It's just doing just taking one step in that direction automatically puts a little crack in your day-to-day energy and welcomes mm-hmm. change.
It sure does. And
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody. I am the host. I'm yours, Max Ryan. I'm going to bring Polly back on. Let me see if I can. Oh, no, I can't bring Polly on. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know how I'm going to do this. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Not sure if anyone can hear me, but I don't have access. Let me to the switchboard, or maybe I do. Wait, Polly, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. I can.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. I had to go on my phone because the computer just completely went, and it wouldn't let me get back in.
Oh, and here we are.
Okay. Here
and
we are. Let me plug this in. We persevered. All right, everyone that's waiting on the line, please forgive us, literally, because I'm connecting to my computer. All of a sudden went, you're disconnected, and it wasn't let me reconnect. I just don't know why. But that's okay. That is okay. Here, let me give everyone the phone number to call back in. Yes, let's take a caller. Let me give the phone number before that because I think a few people dropped out because we had dead air. The number to call in is 516-531-9809. Yeah, let's go to the callers now. People have been patiently waiting. There's a couple of people. Let's go to area code 805-617. Hello?
Hi, this is Donna. Happy holidays to both of you.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I was meditating about 5 days ago. I meditate every morning for about half hour, and a message came in very lovingly and said it's coming soon. And I was astonished, just like, where is this message coming from? But it came through, and I wanted to know what you were picking up about that, please.
Donna, we've already talked to you a couple of times, and I'm sure that we've already helped you quite a few times, actually, about that.
I
so,
know. What do you want to come through?
I want more money to come through so I can go traveling.
Okay, well, here's how I would handle that.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, because lots of times when we do our prayers and we're like, you know, I want money or I, you know, whatever you want. But how about try this tomorrow. Do your meditation, do your prayer. Say, I see myself, or instead of saying I see myself, I am living an abundant life. And I want you to even, like, imagine seeing yourself, and I want you to write abundance on top of it. Like, I am living a life of abundance. That's your mantra. And see what happens.
All right.
So between now and next
week,
I want you to do, I am living an abundant life. And then if you want, call back next week and let us know how that helps you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Good luck, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great advice there, Polly. Thank you so much. That's so true. It's like, you know, when sometimes it's really hard to, like we were saying earlier, you know, when it's hard to change our perceptions. We keep living through a tiny little perception, and that little perception keeps going, I need. But what about saying, you know what, I'm going to take responsibility, I'm going to start to shift, and I'm going to start to do things a little differently. And that kind of an affirmation is really powerful, right, Polly?
It is powerful. And it's really like, you and I both know this, but if we see ourselves living an abundant life, or if we see ourselves experiencing what we want, guess what? We have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly it. Yeah, it's as easy as that, and sometimes it's harder than other times, right, Polly? Sometimes it's easier to be like, okay, I'm done. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's tough, and we need to hear it quite a few times from different ways and different sources, and then finally it'll sink in. And I think that's part of part of our spiritual awakening and our spiritual process is this idea that it's always expanding, and it's never, you know, I think a lot of people have kind of a misnomer on the spiritual path that it's like everything's going to be super easy as soon as I'm spiritually awakened. It's like, no, it's not. It's not. It's going to be, you're just going to come from a different place. You're going to be a different person.
Yeah.
So then you'll deal with it all very differently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For sure.
I mean, your life will change so much, but you know, it's also, you know, there are some days where I'm just like, I recognize, okay, I'm not acting as mature, or as, and God knows I'm 52 years old, or I'm not acting, you know, in the best way that I can. But I also recognize I'm choosing that. And that's the difference. Like, I know sometimes I choose, because I literally am like, okay, I'm just going to go on this rant. I'm choosing to go on this rant. But
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm choosing to do it. It's not like somebody's telling, you know, somebody did something to me. So it's like, no, it's me choosing to do this. And I do it. I mean, I've got three kids. I've whatever. I mean, I choose to rant sometimes, like right now.
And, you know, that's a really good point, because, I mean, I feel like I've just been through, you know, some personal stuff that was like, you know what, I need to be down right now. I need to choose to be like, I need to be like depressed. I need to allow myself to be a little depressed right now and allow it to process itself through, because otherwise, I'm telling you, later on, if I don't allow it, you know, and sometimes that's a day, sometimes it's an hour, you know, but if I don't allow it, I know it's going to manifest in so many other ways. So just trust enough that I can allow that to transcend while I'm going through
it. Really
it
is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, one of the beautiful things that I have learned in this life is that, you know, if you, as you start changing, as you start living a life with more peace and really connecting and choosing peace, right, it affects everybody in your life. It really does. It's like, you know, it's like the waterfall or whatever, the ripple effect. I mean, it really does affect everybody in your life. And so it's not, when you choose to live a life of peace or live a life of awareness or to live a life where you're just not fighting everything that comes into your life, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Your life becomes so much easier, and you're really, it's like the people that you used to do battles with, they're either gone or you're not battling with them.
Yeah.
And that is something
exactly.
I can promise you.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I can promise
people
that if you commit to just meditating and praying and to living a life where of peace, like calling in peace, I can promise you your life will get easier.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing to say, I promise you. But I can promise you.
I feel the same way, and it's really important that we understand that, because we can, because that all comes back to our responsibility and taking those, and what it says in the Course in Miracles, it says the only thing that makes, you know, someone like Jesus different than us is that, you know what, someone like Jesus or Muhammad or, you know, the Buddha, the difference is that they just have, that we tend to have an undisciplined mind, but they tended to be able, like, oh, this is a mind. I can use it so that I can stay connected with love, stay connected with grace, instead of falling out of that connection. So it's important. It's important. All right, should we go to another caller?
Yes, for sure.
Let's go to another caller. Just to let you all know, the number here is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. Let's go to our switchboard, and our switchboard, let's go to area code 917. Hey, it's New York. 917, area code 538. 917-538. Hello?
Hello, this is Monica from New York.
Hi
Monica.
How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Just listening, but if you get any messages, that would be great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, nice to hear a New Yorker.
Go.
I'll go first. First of all, it's great to hear a fellow New Yorker. So Good to hear you, Monica. Monica, immediately I get this this feeling from you that you have been feeling apprehensive about making a really big decision. Like it feels like there's a big decision that needs to be made, and you're apprehensive. You've been toiling over this. You've been thinking about it. You've been like, oh God, I'm not sure. And it comes back to believing in yourself. There's a I don't know if I can do this. There's a feeling of, I don't know if I can do this. Does that make sense to you, Monica?
Well, maybe. In a way,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It feels like you're apprehensive about making this decision, and I just want to, you know, and then I pulled a card, which is the Ace of Swords. So it's really good. This is a beautiful card. I just want to tell you that whatever this thing is that you're apprehensive about, that you're feeling like I'm not sure about, it really, if you take that corner and make that decision, it's going to be really good for you. It's going to be really good for you. I think you're going to shift you in a lot of ways.
Wow.
I feel like it's mentally, spiritually, and.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a very exciting thought, but the thing is that I don't want to sit home and do nothing. You know what I mean? Like, if I leave this job, then what am I going to do?
Uh-huh. Right, and that's what your ego's going to tell you. It's going to be like, oh, well, then I'm going to do nothing. No, you're not. You're not. I definitely don't feel like that. I feel like it's going to free you up to do the things that, and if it is the job thing, it's going to free you up to be like, oh, my God, I could do this. I could do that. Because I feel like there's a lot of little, you know, I get, like I always say, Tinkerbell, fairy energy from you, that this energy that's trying to, like, get out there and trying to manifest itself in life. So I'm going to say that spirit is definitely on your side of making that choice. Now, if it gets you in too much fear, it is exciting. If it gets you in too much fear, then you know what? Just be considering that it could, this could, just consider that it could actually work out for you. Just do that first.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting right away. Polly, what about you?
Okay. Yeah. So Monica, what I'm getting, the first thing I'm getting is seeing you kind of, so, and I see things, whatever, lots of times I go by what I see first. So you're standing there and you've got your hands kind of like, but you're happy. I mean, you're not unhappy and you've got your hands up and you're kind of like, what next? And you're somewhat isolated and around you. So I don't see like a bunch of people you're pretty isolated, but I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying isolated that you're pretty content in your own energy, but, around you, like all around you, you do have a lot of that kind of magical, inspirational energy that Max is talking about. And so I would love to see you explore that more creativity. But the other thing about you that I was seeing is that you do have a fear of falling back and having nothing to catch you. Like I do see that there's a little bit of that, like sometimes you feel like, you know, that you could fall back and nobody would be there. And sometimes you also feel like you're not super, like you don't have your feet firmly planted on the ground. But I feel like that's a little bit because of you have, like, I don't know how artistic, you have a lot of that creative energy. So are you aware of it? Are you using it right now?
I've used it, yes. I've used a lot of it.
Because you have a whole bunch of it. And I feel like, because you kind of connect to that, you know, sometimes when people are super creative and artistic, it does make you feel like you're not quite of this earth as much. You're not as grounded because you're not, maybe you're not doing as much physical stuff. So maybe increase a little bit of your physical stuff, like go for walking or do, I don't know, something where you're connecting to the earth, but certainly increase, you're super magical and your artistic abilities are brilliant. And I'm also seeing music. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of talents, and maybe that's the thing that you really need to tune into, because I'm sure that you've heard the song, you know, where they talk about Mother Mary, I think it was the Beatles, Mother Mary came to me, that type of thing. Listen, you connect to that beautiful energy. I want you, so recognize it and celebrate it, because you do have that kind of, you channel that beautiful artistic energy.
Okay. Well, I feel excited about leaving the job, but that excitement could last
for a couple of days, and then I'm like, oh, shoot, you know? It's very hard for me to not work. So I don't know how much of a service I would do for myself. So I've been applying to jobs and getting interviews and stuff. So I'm just waiting for the right time to exit. But
right. Well, maybe, yeah, I think this and Monica was saying earlier is that, you know, if you've got too much fear about it, then, you know, make a little change, cut down your hours or do something a little shift maybe instead of like going, a big thing. That's a possibility too. Listen, the other thing is that there's a million options. Just be open that there's a million options that can happen for you, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's more
yeah,
than
because
just
your energy needs to come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Thank
and
you.
I'm hearing happy birthday. I don't know if it's your birthday or somebody else's birthday, but I'm hearing happy birthday.
It's coming up in January.
Okay, well, happy birthday to you.
Well, I have a question. I applied for this job a couple, 2 weeks ago. Do you see me working there?
Is this?
It's not really one that you want to be at, though. It doesn't feel like it. Do you
is
want
there
to be
a really
there?
Strong man involved in that job?
Yeah, pretty strong.
Yeah, there's a real strong male presence there. And I don't know,
yeah.
I think that it could be, I'm not sure if it's yes or no, but I get this kind of thing that it might not be that, like what Polly was saying, I'm not sure if that's the place that you really want to be. Do you want to be there?
I thought I did because it was like a startup. And so I could create the whole thing again, and I could just, build it from there and help people.
Well,
then,
you know
Monica,
what?
If it feels good to you, you should go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, the male energy made me a little bit insecure because he was like, well, there are other good therapists, there are other good blah, blah, blahs out there, and I'm like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, why would he say that after an interview?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did he mean by that? Like, you know what you're picking up from that, kind of?
Well, I'm picking up this really strong male energy in that space. And this is just really good advice just all the way around. You know what? Just look at it like, you know what, you're just pitching balls to the universe, throwing balls and like, hey, try that one. Just don't put too much emphasis on one or the other, like this one. Just go, okay, that didn't work out. Go the next one, next. Just have that attitude, like, oh, next one, okay?
Next.
And pay attention to how you speak. Go into a place and you're like, oh, this is really heavy. It's a no-go.
No, it felt really, really good when I was there. It felt like a lot of opportunity, a lot of space for growth, a lot of open spaces for me to do things there, to utilize
then
all
you
my
can
skills.
Have, you can have
I
that or
I
better.
Could, what?
You'll get that or better. You'll get that job or a better job.
That or better. There's no, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I am I'm a little bit doubtful because of that male and the way he ended the interview. The other one was very sweet and kind and affirming that he really liked me. And I don't know what happened to the other one. I felt like I felt a little bit of a disconnect from him. So I don't know.
Just allow, you know what? What does the Beatles say? Let it be. Let it be.
Let it be. Yeah. God is my employer.
Right.
He will find my job. It's not
Amen,
up to this
sister.
Man, you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well.
Good. That is so true. Well, let us know. Please let us know. Either send us a contact and let us know how everything goes. Okay, my friend?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for calling in, Monica.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh.
Hey, Max, I want to remind people they can follow us on Facebook. Connect with Max and Polly. And so if you follow us on Facebook, you're welcome to comment, or if you have questions or whatever. It's a great way because both of us take a peek at that. So we love to hear back from people.
For sure. And listen, I'm going to be more active in there. I have so many things going on. But, yes, definitely. Connect with Max and Polly Facebook group. It's fast to join, and we will let you in, and we'll support you. We love you.
Sure.
Yeah, and you know what I love about what Monica said at the end was, you know what? God is my employer, right? God's my employer.
Yeah.
It's not a situation. It's not, you know, it's not a certain personality. It is the universe that holds, you know, the energy that holds universes together and that creates the world. That's the employer, and that's what's going to come through. And that will always help you and guide you to find the right person in the right situation in anything in your life, And so, you know, that famous song, Jesus Take the Wheel, it's like, you know, God take the wheel. Jesus take the wheel. I'll follow. I just got to keep going. Just keep moving. keep moving. Love
and
it.
I wanted
Good.
To Liz. I just got a little bleep saying that Liz just asked to join our group. So thank you, Liz. So,
awesome.
Max, I am sitting out. We got a lot of snow yesterday. So I'm sitting in my car, and I just decided to drive down to this very peaceful place. And it's water, but it's frozen over. So I'm just looking at all the snow and the trees covered with snow. And there's the houses that I see have beautiful gold lights. It's just a really, you know, beautiful, magical time in Alaska right now. And I also see these two benches. So the benches nobody would sit on right now because they're covered in snow. But I posted yesterday, who would you sit? Like, if you could choose anybody in the world, it could be somebody that's crossed over. It could be somebody now, anybody. Who would you choose to sit in silence with and just sit and just feel their energy? Who would you choose? Do you have a favorite person somebody that comes to mind? It could be an animal also. Like, it can be anything.
Wow. That's a great question. That's a really great question. I guess immediately, I'll just go with what came up for me for immediately was Jesus. For sure, it was Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
would say Jesus. What about you?
You know what? It's really hard. So how this came to be, how this question popped in my head the other day, is I was like, my husband and I were doing something. I was like, you know what? It's like sometimes it just feels good. Like if we could just sit down in silence and just enjoy what we have. Right, enjoy the energy we've created together. Enjoy that moment, right? And in silence, because it's like you create the moment, right? And so that's how that that thought came to me. Is like, oh wow, if I could do, because we're busy, and I was like, wow, if I could just find like this moment where we just sit in silence, you know, how lovely is that?
Yeah. It's
but
the being.
You know what?
It's just the being.
Next
to be there.
Pretty cool also.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Jesus and all the great masters are living through all of us anyway. So, you know what? Jesus is living through John anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
wonderful.
Because I love that moment that you have in silence, like whether even if it's with your dog, it's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Connection is brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. Beautiful. I love that thought. All right, let's take another caller, shall we?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. We're going to go to area code 630-747. 630-747. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Max and Polly. I've called in a little while ago, and I really liked your show, and I love what you talked about today. My name's Lisa, about kind of like, I don't know, sitting in the back seat a little bit and following more, you know, like what you said, like maybe God or things that come up, you know, like listen to what your inner voice is saying or something like
that. Yeah, for sure. And how does that apply to your life, Lisa? First of all, thank you for calling back. How does that apply to your life?
Well, so I was looking for property, and I spoke to you last week, and you guys, I think, had mentioned to me that you thought I'd, you know, find something in the early spring. But I guess, like, I feel like the area now that I'm looking, like, doesn't even have as much as around here. Like, I'd be paying more money for living worse. And it's really bothering me. It's almost like unless something comes up in early spring, maybe just concentrate on a little bigger place around my area, like another suburb. So
yeah,
the taxes are real high where I am. And I'm just wondering if that thinking, you know, maybe that's what God wanted. I don't know. You know, like I'm kind of wondering that, you know, it's just like the last place I saw it was just so frustrating. I'm like, oh my God, this building is 10 times worse where I am. Where I live is kind of nice. I keep this other place like crap and it's so much more money. And it keeps on being that situation, you know, in that suburb
right.
I'm looking.
I want to say this real quick to you, Lisa, is that, you know, your will and God's are one. It's not like God's going, well, this is what I think Lisa should do. God, Source, is just sitting there with this energy of like, I will support you in whatever feels right for your growth, whatever feels right for you. So kind of get that idea a little bit out of it. And so what that comes back to is that development of trusting your own will that's inside of you that is never disconnected from God.
Yeah, right. Because my self is saying now, okay, you'll give it a few more months, and if not, then you'll find something in the area that you're living that's bigger and better, and not to worry. Wherever it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be. And when I have that kind of thinking, I feel better instead of like, oh, my God, I got to find something in that area. You know what I mean?
That's right. And let me tell you before Polly talks is that I pulled the Sun card for you, which is a great card, and that really means that everything's all going to work out. The sun's going to come out. Don't worry about it. Keep doing what you're doing, for sure, for sure. So that's a great thing. Polly,
so should I leave
you want
that,
to say
like,
something
as a secondary thing then? Is that what you're saying, Max?
I need you to listen to that will that's in you because it's already telling you, hey, maybe it's better if I do this. Keep listening to that thing because it's going to guide you. It's going to guide you, for sure.
Okay,
for
God
sure.
bless you. Okay.
Sure,
and
Polly.
Lisa, you're obviously pretty bright, and you're paying attention, and you're like saying, you know, obviously the worth, the value, it's not, it's like apples to oranges. The value's not there at these other places that you're looking at. But here's the thing with you is there's a part of you that likes the process. Like there's a part of you that kind of likes to go in and do the comparison and do the process. And so I would take this time and actually enjoy it. Because you're super smart, and I think you like to use your brain that way. So I would just look at this as like you're enjoying it, and you know that you're going to find exactly the right place at the right time where you're really satisfied with it. Because it's almost like something's being reaffirmed for you right now. There's like I'm not really sure what it is, but something is being reaffirmed for you. And so, like, maybe you've doubted things in the past, but it's being reaffirmed right now. So enjoy the process and know that you're going to find – I mean, look, you're actually flipping blessed because you have the ability to pick and choose what you want. And I would celebrate that. You
right.
live a blessed life. I would celebrate that. I would really, savor doing the comparison and even dreaming about what you would do at different places. I would savor that and celebrate because you've got some really good things going on.
Okay. Yeah, I really do appreciate that because I think that it's maybe true that I have to more or less, you know, not feel bad about it, but just know that I am smart. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to go to some property that's worse than where I am. You know what I mean? I want to make sure it's the right thing. So I think I just have to keep on looking and then keep all the eyes open around here too. And then I'll just know. Like, it'll be a point where I'll just say maybe, okay, a few more months. That's it. I've looked at every building around there, and I know it's time now to move on to a different area where I live and get something a little bigger. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Perfect. And it's true. You're totally right. And then, you know, and Polly's just gone through something, you know, with finding a place and everything that, you know what, she's had to let go. She loves the process. And then it all ends up working out for her exactly in the right place and the right time. And it just ends up working without pushing. So.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Yeah. And then with
that, you know, opportunity, which you said, I'm lucky I have, you know, I also could like maybe like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, not to totally retire, but just kind of keep a schedule where I work a little for the next few years. And, you know, I'm hoping that that's good too, because no matter where I am, I feel like I still need to work like a little bit part time. So I'm hoping the opportunities will be there. Yeah.
I have a question for you. I'm seeing like a little school or a little preschool or something. So I don't know if that's near what you're looking at.
Yeah,
working
with children. Yeah, it's interesting you say that.
I have
a master.
Yeah, I see that with you, and it's actually really. It's like you'll know when it's time to go because it's a fun. It's good for you.
Yeah, it is, and like,
yeah,
you know, when you hit
65,
you know, I'm a few years away from 65. You know, at that point, I can really think about it. But you know, have a little fun and make your money and try to work part time too. So, okay. Well, I really appreciate everything.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna just stay on and listen. Okay.
Good.
Okay,
excellent.
Lisa.
Well, enjoy the process. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a great message too. Enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Allow it to come. And remember that, you know, and what I said earlier, which is really important, is for everyone, it's like there is not an old man. Everyone, here, listen to me. There's no old man in the sky going, this is what I think is better for you, and this is what I think is better for you.
Yeah.
Let that go. There is an energy within you that is guiding you, that is helping you, and that it's not judging you. It's not telling you, get on this path, don't go on this path, because we get so crazy about that. You got to, you know, just open up to that there is a flow of love and energy that is you are not separate from, that some people call God, that is just going, hey, whatever you want, and just listen, because ultimately that voice, that vibration is going to bring you wherever you need to go. It might not be in your time, it might not be in your form, but it will, it always does end up being for your highest good, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I want to say thank you to our educators, you know, to wonderful teachers, and also thank you to therapists, because that's who we've had call in today. And I value both of those being, you know, thank you so much for serving and helping our world. So, you know, to all the teachers and all the therapists out there, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
That's so beautiful,
because
Polly.
You make
I
them
agree.
Look. It's really true. I mean, I still have, like, now I've got two kids in college and one that's in the school system, and I'm like, you know what? And I work with a lot of teachers. I'm like, I so much appreciate the work they do. They change lives every single day. And so I appreciate that. And therapists, the thing. I mean, listen, the person that called in last week, she was able to reach out, and she now has a therapist. I'm like, thank you that there are people out there helping, right?
Yeah, they're hearing the call. They're hearing the call. Like I always say, you can't ever really fail, but I always say this thing that there's only one way to fail is to quit or not ask for help. And it's so true. Like when you can fail by just going, forget it, I'm just going to throw the towel in and it's horrible. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to find someone, or I'm going to reach out to somebody to guide me, to help me, to help change my mind. And that's always an option. And everyone should always remember, you always have the option to reach out. people like us. There's therapists. There's spiritual teachers. There's teachers. I mean, there are millions of people out there doing this work to help us to move forward. And you do that along with, you know, really listening to the master teacher within you. That's never far away from you. It's always within you too. So that's beautiful. I love that, Polly. Love it.
Well,
okay, I think we have time for one more call. Should we take one more call?
For sure. Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's go to area code 219-310. 219-310. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Polly. Hi, Max. Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. Kind of like guidance. My mom passed away in June. She had dementia. And at the beginning, I was with her on my own journey, health problems and stuff. Now that she's passed, I am kind of lost here with my father and my brother. And it's so hard to deal with them at times. And I'm just wondering, is there another opening, another opportunity for me to leave and grow on my own?
Of course. There's always opportunities. So,
okay.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing that you were, when you started talking, the first thing I saw was lemons. And so I have no idea where you live, but the first thing I saw was lemons. And I don't know if that means something to you, but, and you can just tell me if it does. I don't know if they're in your kitchen or why I'm seeing lemons. But here's the thing. You always have opportunity. I mean, so just, and if anybody's ever told you you aren't good enough or you can't succeed, walk away from them because, and you might be the very person that earlier we were like, we were talking about people in your life. And I said, somebody is probably listening that needs to hear it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And yes, you should.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
You're good
with you. Yeah, it's like, what's your name? Sorry.
Oh, Liz.
Liz.
Oh,
okay, Liz. 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 So, Liz,
hi.
I really, really get the feeling right away that this is, that I got a real feeling of, and before you even started talking about your mom and everything, I got this feeling like it's time. Now it's time. And I feel like there's a feeling of stepping into your own maturity, Liz. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's like you've stepped away from being the power, because you have a lot of power, Liz. I feel like you have a lot of power, but you've always kind of kept it in a manageable way or something like that, instead of going,
yes.
Okay, I am woman, I'm standing up, and I'm going to be my own person in my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, yes.
And so this time in your life is really, and when you say there's opportunities, I feel like there are definitely opportunities all around you. It's just that I want you, my guide just told me this. I'm not saying this to you, but my guide goes, it's time to put your big girl panties on.
yes, I'm doing, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for you. And it's time for you, it's, and this is what it feels like to me. It's this tiny little shift in how you see yourself is going to change everything for you. I mean, that's true for most people, but I feel like this time is like the situations, and your mother passing away when she did was all divinely timed. So you can now, literally, I see your foot stepping out the door, so you can be like, okay, I'm in the light again. Let me step back in the light.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure,
Liz,
for sure.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Did your mom like lemons? Why the lemon thing is so strong? Did your mom like lemons, or did somebody talk about lemonade out of lemons? The lemon thing is like so strong. Like I taste the lemons. Who has
lemons, you say?
Yeah, lemons, like the fruit, the lemon. Just think about it, because you followed us on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When it comes to you, just post on that because I'm curious.
Okay.
That responds.
There's so,
yeah,
yeah, there are so many meanings to that, yes.
There is, okay.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, there, that's the first thing I saw with you. I even taste the lemons in my mouth. And so I was like, is it Vermont coming through or whatever? But just think about it and post something, because I'm just curious, because it's like, it's so strong.
I know she liked lemonade, if that makes sense, and her favorite color was
yellow.
Yeah,
it does. Okay, well, then I believe your mom is with us right now, because she was just like, bam, lemons, and I taste it. And, yeah, okay, so your mom is with us, with you, and so never doubt that, and never doubt the love that she had for you, right? Because you're
for sure,
carrying
for sure.
on the love that she had.
Okay.
Yeah, I get. And as we're talking about that, I want to say one more thing, then we got to wrap up, Liz, is that I literally see a foot out the door when I'm pulling that up. So it's time for you to put your foot out the door. Your mother's completely behind you, and look for the opportunities. They are around you. They are around you for sure, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Excellent. Okay.
I love it.
Everything unfolds. It's perfect. So, Max, thank you for doing this with me. It's always fun every week. I love that and love having people call in.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank everyone that's listening for sticking with us while we had our little technical woohoo. So we're back. And Polly, great, wonderful job today. Thank you for bringing all your light to the world, as you always do, and inspiring people's lives. It's an honor. Just an honor. Love you.
Thank you. So my website is Gateways to Peace, and Max, yours is?
AttractPositiveResults.com. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Absolutely. And we will talk to you next week.
Okay, everyone. Have a wonderful week. See you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are @ConnectsMaxandPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.